This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Demi Moore has a book coming out. And so she's out there promoting it and, you know, talking about some of the stuff that's in it. And it sounds pretty explosive. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that she's...
I thought about buying it, but, you know, I hate to say it, but everything's online already.
I know. It seems like all the good parts are.
Yeah.
And every day we get more stuff. So here's a bunch of stuff from it. She said she was raped at the age of 15 in her home by a man who paid her mother $500. There are so many horrifying things. Now, we had heard that she saved her mom's life by pulling pills out of her throat at age 12 when she said that, you know, that was when my childhood ended. She remembers seeing her little child.
That.
This was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So, or maybe last week.
The children of addicts have it so hard and often never, I don't know what's normal, but they become the adult.
Right.
They have to take care of their grown parent.
And then wind up with their own problems.
Right.
I mean, she's certainly had those.
Mm-hmm.
56-year-old Demi Moore, she made the allegation during an interview on Good Morning America discussing her memoir, Inside Out. She told Diane Sawyer she came home to find an older man who knew her mother in the apartment. He raped her. And Moore says he told her that her mother had sold her to him for $500. In the book, she says, it was rape and a devastating betrayal revealed by the man's cruel question. How does it feel to be whored by your mother for $500? Moore's mother was an alcoholic who Moore took to bars when... she took Demi Moore to bars when she was a teenager so that men would notice them. She died in 1998. Asked if she believed the man... So Diane Sawyer said, did you believe that your mother had taken $500 for you? She says, I think in my deep heart, no. I don't think it was a straightforward transaction, but she did still give him the access and put me in harm's way. And probably did get $500. Like, what, for access to the apartment?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen.
And then she goes on to talk about digging the pills that her mother tried to swallow out of her mouth.
Can you imagine how absolutely disgusting that is that a parent would say, I'm going to give you the key to my place, and I'm going to split, and you just do whatever you want to my kid.
Mm.
Like, what?
It's because we're quote-unquote normal people, that is not something that we can even wrap our minds around. But someone who is an addict or and desperate for that money or, you know, what I can't even put myself into that's an option.
I have, you know, some experience with this, and yes, it changes your priorities, but that is about as low as I've ever heard.
Right. Like, really, what's lower than that? So, in the book, she writes about, Demi Moore writes about her battles with substance abuse. She went to rehab for drug and alcohol addiction in the mid-80s. Her life, she said, began to unravel again around 2012 when her marriage to Ashton Kutcher broke down. Her children stopped speaking to her. She weighed 100 pounds. She collapsed at a party, was hospitalized after smoking synthetic cannabis and inhaling nitrous oxide. She says, I guess the fundamental question that came forward for me was, how did I get here? I blinded myself and I lost myself. She also reveals in the book that she and Ashton Kutcher had threesomes with other women. It was his idea, and it blew up in her face. She says she only did it because she wanted to show Ashton that she was, how great and how fun I could be.
Yeah.
Later, she found out that he was cheating on her, and he used the threesomes as an excuse, like it had blurred the lines. Because we brought a third party into our relationship, Ashton said that blurred the lines and to some extent justified what he'd done.
I figured it was okay with you.
Yeah, you let me bang that one girl and we were...
Well, I think that's exactly how that can often go.
Her book, I think, came out yesterday.
Yes.
It's called Inside Out.
Does she say that the relapse and that where she was, you know, at a party and what was it? Synthetic marijuana. Did that come after the breakup?
Was that
the cause of the breakup?
Hang on. No, she says they broke up because he was cheating. This is, let's see here. Her life began to unravel again around 2012 when her marriage broke down. It was right around, it seemed like she went off the rails right after they announced that they were breaking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But probably it was happening during, I'm sure. Yeah.
During her marriage, she had 20 years sober.
Right.
And then she says Ashton encouraged her to have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Have another glass of wine. And then that.
I find that.
Threw her off.
Surprising.
You know what though? Sometimes people don't understand. Like you're.
I agree.
You know, they didn't go through it with you.
I agree.
Don't know what a problem it had become. Yeah. And they're like, why don't you? Go ahead. You're fine.
Right.
Look at you.
But to encourage it, that word in particular strikes me, sticks in my side.
He's a young guy and
maybe.
He wants to party.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this woman that he's dating or married to, whatever. And he's like, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So you're not fine. And then he's like giving her hell for it.
I think also, didn't I read last week that she had a miscarriage while
yes.
they were together?
Yeah, and she said that devastated her.
Right.
Also, her smoking habit. She blamed herself because it took her, I don't know, 6 weeks or something to quit smoking. And so she thought that's why she miscarried.
Oh, because she was smoking early
yeah.
on? She was older, too.
Yeah.
I don't, who knows?
I mean, who knows what the situation is.
She still smokes cigarettes?
I don't know if she still does, but...
Yeah. So she has a lot to say about Ashton in her new memoir and in various interviews promoting it. He sort of issued a response yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, I was about to push the button on a really snarky tweet. Then I saw my son, daughter, and wife, and I deleted it. He didn't explain further, but everyone's making the assumption that that was something he wanted to say about
me. It's a safe assumption.
He followed up by giving out his phone number so people could text him for the truth.
Oh, please. That's just a stupid line that he's going to get money off
of. It's that freaking community website
yeah.
that he... Remember he gave out his phone number
right.
months ago?
Uh-huh.
Apparently there's an auto reply saying Ashton will try to be in touch. It's the same number he gave out in January to launch that website called Community. On a related note...
It's really changed my mind about him.
Well, he is hawking stuff. There's no quite. Look, you know, look, me and Vinny are hawking stuff too. You're hawking stuff.
Yeah, we all
hawking
stuff.
Stuff.
It's not the hawking that bothers me. It's if, in fact, she's telling the truth about him.
Right.
It's like, ah, I thought you were such a different guy.
Right. Well, maybe he is now. Maybe he,
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
that
it's
all blew out now.
We just don't know.
You know, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And, you know, in our defense, he doesn't have to hawk that line.
And he hides his... Like, we are in a commercial break. We're hawking crap that's in the commercial. And it's clearly a commercial.
That's not always about us, though. There are a lot of people depend on us. There's
yeah,
a whole different
true.
Thing going on there than what he's up to.
Right, this is a commercial business.
Sneaky nonsense mm-hmm. phone number.
Hey, yeah, try call me. Go ahead.
I don't like it.
It's mm-hmm. great. I'd love to hear from you. John Cryer.
Yes, I want to hear about this.
He went on Twitter, too. To correct an alleged error in Demi's book, something that she said about him. She claims she took John's virginity,
uh-huh.
John Cryer, of 2.5 men. So she's done 2 of the 3.
Which I find so
men.
Funny.
You know, wasn't she? She was engaged to Charlie Sheen's brother, Emilio.
Oh, Emilio.
She was, for a couple years.
Yeah.
So she sort of did all 3 adjacent. You know,
uh-huh.
one guy. And who, I mean,
funny.
It would be wrong for her and Charlie to hook up when she'd been with his brother, but it wouldn't be out of the realm for Charlie, that's for sure. So who knows?
Boy,
maybe she's done all
you
3.
You and her have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure.
Like the way you work through your band.
I know.
And everyone gets along.
I know, it's great. I'm just easy to get along with, that's all. So she claims she took John's virginity when they made the 1984 movie No Small Affair together. He says, no, you didn't. I lost my virginity in high school. He says, while I'm sure she was totally justified making that assumption based on my skill level and the stunned look on my face at the time, I had actually lost my virginity in high school. He says, but I have nothing but affection for her and not a regret in the world. I did to me more.
Good for him.
I know, it's fun.
It is fun.
Good times.
I love that he, John Cryer, has taken off his wig, toupee, whatever, right. And just he's just the bald guy. Yep. You're still handsome. I still find him attractive.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I've never seen this wig.
Does he have side hair?
Like during the, Charlie was even wearing pieces in Two and a Half Men.
Well, Charlie was wearing an entire
right,
plate
grill.
Over
yeah,
his teeth,
exactly.
too.
He's had to put a lot of things that he's lost back.
right. but John Cryer, he was wearing like a wig during those days. And now he's just doing, let me see.
Is he rocking the bald patch or does he just shave it all off?
He, from what I've seen recently, he had shaved off everything. So, you know, wasn't patchy.
Free yourself.
Looking. Yeah, exactly.
And the rest will follow.
And like, I think he's even sporting a beard.
Oh, so he's totally changed
the hair
his
that
look.
He,
it migrated
he lost,
down to his
yeah.
chin. All right. There's a couple trailers that I watched this morning for some movies. First of all, this Adam Sandler movie, it's coming out, I think it's, I want to say it's, is this one of the Netflix things? I'm not seeing anything about, A24 and Netflix. So it's going to be a theatrical release, but then it'll live on Netflix. It's coming out in December. It used to have a 100% Rotten Tomatoes score. It's down now to 94%.
Oh, still good.
Great, actually. And it's a drama-ish, although he definitely has a little snarky line here and there. I watched a trailer this morning because I was like, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, I want to at least see what it's about. It seems to be that he's like a jeweler or works out of this jewelry store. That's
Who's
maybe
he?
Adam Sandler. It's maybe a front for some kind of gambling thing because it does seem to be about some big bet. Like, it looks like he makes crazy bling-style jewelry for...
Oh.
Rappers and like basketball players, because there definitely seems to be this element of now these people are pissed at him because he's somehow has inside information on like a Celtics game. So this is just what I'm gathering from the trailer. But we did we manage to get that up, or are you going to figure out how to put that up, Alex?
I'm going to figure out how to get that up.
All right, so that trailer is going to be up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I can do it for you if you want.
Okay, it's called Uncut Gems.
Got it.
The other thing that I watched a trailer for this morning is the Breaking Bad movie. It's called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. The first full trailer is out. It does not, luckily, seem to really reveal a ton of plot points, except that Jesse Pinkman is on the run. It apparently picks up right where, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but it describes sort of how Breaking Bad ended.
Yeah.
And now it's... As that happens,
oh.
He goes on and he's, I mean, I don't want to say anything about how the show ended for anybody who hasn't finished Breaking Bad yet. but it looks intense. Like,
well,
horrifying.
The series was intense.
At one point, there's a shower in the trailer and you see it starts spraying at the camera. And then they show the drain, and you know how normally you'd see, I don't know, blood?
Yeah.
Drain. It looks like poo. I'm like, what am I seeing?
Caca?
Is he just, let's just hope he's rinsing dirt off himself.
Probably.
Let's go with that.
I mean, seeing as how it
that,
ended,
but, you know,
that makes total sense that he would be dirty.
Okay.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
He was buried alive.
No.
Did you, I haven't watched Breaking
Bad.
I've
seen some of the seasons.
Yeah.
Like one and a half of the season.
I would say it would be safe to say that he hadn't showered in a very long time.
Oh. Mm. All right, so let's stick with dirt then.
Yeah.
I went, did he poop himself?
Not poo-poo. Did I poop my pants?
Did I poop myself?
Okay, so I'll throw those up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
So El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's
El Camino.
El Camino.
Okay.
And it's literally in the title, a Breaking Bad movie.
Okay, got it.
And then Uncut Gems, which is the new... It does look good, the Adam Sandler one. But it doesn't look like my kind of movie. It looks a little too intense and, I don't know, not for me. I like funny movies. Mm. And love movies. And sci-fi movies. What's coming up in the news, Benny?
Well, our lead story, the big one today, is the PG&E shut off. So I'll get you up to date on that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3 Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:37. You can watch the show live every single day. We do a little thing on something called The Looking Glass. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That'll take you right to The Looking Glass. Vaughn's in there running the cameras, making everything look cool, doing smooth cuts and fades.
That's right. Or
pans, right. Whatever he does. Zooms
puts
in.
Up pictures.
Sure. He's got it going on in there. So the show airs live, and then he loops the whole show all day, and then on the weekends it's like a best of. So radioalice.com/watch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. Radio.com is an app. You get the app, and then you put this show on, and then you listen to the radio through your phone.
No matter where you are.
Wherever you are.
Anywhere in the world.
So it eliminates any need for a radio. There's no syndication. There's no nothing. You just put the app on. You just click on Sarah and Vinny. You listen. And there you are. Radio.com.
How am I going to feed my kids?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. By the way, if you're just joining us, our text number is 800-400-3697, and our texters are all Twitter-pated over Sarah's boob stories from this morning.
Are. Oh.
So hot, Sarah's boob stories.
Oh, yeah, my 53-year-old cans
the
are just...
The texters are on fire.
Yeah. It was
Speaking of...
Listen, I flashed my kid. You know, it's not that hot.
Yeah.
That's... Nobody heard that part of the story.
Oh, really?
Nobody heard that.
My friends were appalled too. Everyone went, "Oh God, put those away!"
No, I'm sure. In fact, you just said Joe keeps coming around looking
He's
for
joking.
An encore.
Gonna take off your bra tonight,
right?
He's not looking for an encore. It was uncomfortable for all of us. Believe me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyway. PG&E is shutting off power this morning to a lot of customers as we have one more hot AF day.
Mm. The tomorrow 15 to 20 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
And throughout the weekend.
Right. It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
But we've got one more super hot day.
Triple
so PG&E customers in Napa and Sonoma counties will have their, if it's not already off, it will be off any minute. They're saying here they did it at 4:30, so this has already begun, the power off to almost 50,000 customers in seven Northern California counties. So wind, heat, not a good combination.
No.
Sparks, especially even worse.
Right. Try not to spark.
Yeah, don't throw your cigs out the window, please.
Right, please.
Good grief. The CEO, speaking of cigs, of e-cig maker Juul is stepping down with safety concerns over e-cigs intensifying. This is trippy. This is trippy because this e-cig thing seemed to be a whole new market for the cigarette business that was just going to take the place of all the smoke that we're used to anyway.
If it did take the place, far fewer people would die. The thing that really bums me out about this is that I get it, there's a couple people, I mean, and I don't mean to minimize in any way the death of anyone, but compared to actual smoking, which is this is all part of nicotine addiction, it's nothing. It's not even a drop in the bucket. It evaporates before it hits the bucket. It's insanity that we're taking this option, that this option could be taken away, that I'll wind up smoking cigarettes again. I can't tell you how afraid I am.
What I do think is that you're looking at it through your lens, and your lens is perfectly valid.
Sure.
And I think the people who are trying to get rid of these e-cigs are looking at it through a lens of the new addicts that are in their junior high, high school age.
Oh, really? Nobody ever tried cigarettes in junior high and high
school?
No,
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is they're looking at it from that lens, and they're saying you're offering something, you're making something seem attractive to these young people, and they're getting hooked just like they did on regular cigarettes.
And just like they will continue to do on regular cigarettes.
Well, and maybe that's, I don't know what to say about that, but they, Juul, for its purposes, are going to suspend all broadcast, print, and digital product advertising in the United States, because that is one of the issues, is when they sell watermelon smoke, kids go, oh,
watermelon, I love watermelon.
That's my favorite.
Listen, I actually don't disagree with them not being, having the same rules that apply to cigarettes and alcohol applying to them. In fact, I don't even know if cigarettes can do print ad, right? They can't do TV ad.
Correct.
And so can liquor, but no TV ads. Print ads, okay. I see ads for liquor, and I see ads for, I can't even remember if I see in print ads for cigarettes. I can't even remember if I see that or not. Maybe not. No, they do.
I feel like
it's Joe Camel,
like, and Cool.
Sure.
And
okay.
Salem.
I mean, I'm all for them having the same restrictions when it comes to advertising. I actually think that that's fine. I don't want kids to get, I've been on the air for 30 years saying don't be locked in nicotine's prison. And I think that this is, I agree with you. It sucks that kids are taking this on because of flavors or whatever it is. But it's,
well, hold on. You don't agree with me, because that's not, I'm just trying to be devil's advocate. Mm-hmm.
Well, then I agree with what you said about some people's opinions.
I mean,
listen, I don't want my kids to smoke.
What I would recommend to anybody, if you are addicted to nicotine, is you need to put a full effort, 100% of your energy into quitting. Whatever you're addicted to, whether it's the e-cig or regular cigs, it takes 100% of your energy to actually quit.
It does.
You have to go into it with, and not everybody can do that, but you have to tell everyone in your family, mom or dad is going to be trouble for a couple months.
Right.
I've got to put a lot of energy into this, and I need you to be, I need you to understand that. And everyone, I think, who loves you will rally around that. And even the people that you work with, they get it. But that's what I would recommend. I think these half measures just keep you addicted in a different way. So, sucks.
It does. And the problem is that over my lifetime, I've quit what I thought was successfully 5 or 6 times. And I just wind up back on cigarettes. And what I'm really afraid of now is that I'll wind up back on real cigarettes because of my weak personality, that I can't, and my no willpower. I mean, I'm telling you, here's what it is, kids. You will be nicotine's bitch. You start with those. That's it for you. You're going to start an expensive, lifelong a habit that makes you feel terrible about yourself, that the people around you look at you and go, ugh.
Well,
don't do it.
Worse, and I'll defend anyone who's trying to quit in that, because I used to smoke and I have quit, and I haven't, other than for a movie role that I did, I haven't touched a cigarette since.
Right.
But it's soul crushing to put, as I just said, I have absolutely aimed everything at quitting. I set a date. I had told everybody around me, this is happening. I need you to understand. I've got my nicotine gum or whatever I'm going to use to support my little, it's all going to go down. And it's soul crushing to find yourself on the side yard hiding from people you know and love and smoking a cigarette. And then on top of that, hiding that you did it by washing your hands,
brushing your teeth,
pulling your jacket off that you used to cover the stink, and trying to pass that you didn't just do that.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's soul crushing.
It's awful. And that's what you're opening yourself up to if you hit vapes or if you sneak a cig out of your mom's purse or whatever you're doing.
If only there was some initial need for nicotine that you could excuse your,
you know, there's stupidity.
There's,
you're stupid.
Zero purpose for nicotine in
zero.
Your life.
Zero. It doesn't, you know, the problem is the first couple cigarettes, and probably with the vape pens too, the first ones, you do get a head rush. That goes away fast. And now you're addicted to nicotine. All right. Enough of that.
The most stressful thing about going on vacation with someone you just started dating is
seeing their stuff for the first time?
No. That's not stressful. That's delightful. That's wonderful. That's the best reason to go on vacation
with
stressful. Someone you just started hanging with.
I never like the thing about me going away with someone for the first time or new relationships. I hated the bathroom situation.
Pooping is number one stress point.
Look at you, ding ding. Survey says.
Always like I to this day
you,
I still like
for an hour?
Hate rooms. I hate rooming with people.
Well, it sucks because you are in fact sharing a bathroom and
everybody has that.
Yeah.
Different ways of dealing with this.
Yeah.
I know, for example, we were just talking to your sister-in-law, and she was saying about how your brother's just gassy, and he farts, and he loves it, and he doesn't care.
Yeah, it annoys her.
I don't like being Look, I'm a dude, and I fart, and whatever, but I don't like being gross, and I certainly don't want my partner to see me as a gross dude.
Yeah, my brother does not care.
I know, and that's good
and
for him.
And luckily, my husband also likes fart jokes, so we're fine with it. Neither of us is all that stinky, though. My brother can kill everyone in a room.
So when it comes to pooping, I have the similar issue, which is, look, I'd prefer if you go get a newspaper, or, okay, nobody reads those anymore. You need a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I think now's the time for you to go get that cup of coffee.
Clear out for me. Give me 10. Thanks.
Give me half an hour.
And I'll give you the same courtesy.
I'll go for a little walk around.
And I actually think that that's the way to handle that. If you're in a situation where you're going to go on vacation, you should just in advance be like, look, let's make a deal where since we're sharing a room, let's not share that space while that's happening.
Some people go so often, though, you know?
Hey.
Oh, Alex is here.
Good morning.
All right.
He found the farter.
All right.
Don't get carried away.
3/4 of people say they'll go out of their way not to poop in the bathroom in the hotel room to avoid stinking it up.
Oh.
So they will go to the Starbucks or elsewhere.
Oh, God, no thanks.
That's a drag.
The only place I'm pooping is home or in my hotel room. I limit myself to those two places.
I don't disagree, but I do believe that's a major issue.
Sure.
It's a stress point.
Yeah.
Seeing someone naked, that's...
No, I don't know. Did I nick my... Well, it's more about them seeing me naked for the first time.
Hope everything is to your liking. So
I know. So lame. Well, I'm super self-conscious.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean,
I don't have to worry about it now. Thank God I'm not going away on any first-time trips. But Jesus, let nothing happen to John Jesus, please. Because I don't want to date. Ugh.
That's a weird attitude. I mean, it would be weird if you were saying, I do want to date, because that's kind of uncomfortable for John, I'm guessing, but you'd be fine.
No.
You'd love it.
No. I'm too old. He's watched my body turn into what it is now. Somebody else would be like, whoa, what happened to you?
Whoa.
Oh, no. You poor thing.
I want to mention again, because I know that this stuff sneaks up on people, that if you're flying somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas, this isn't an ad, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I got a story yesterday that said, yesterday, today.
Yeah, maybe John's trying to finalize our plans today.
Book your flights now. Yeah. It's the best prices you're going to get.
Ain't going to get any better.
Right. So, get on it.
Thanks for the heads up. Well, what are we? 3 months out exactly from Christmas right now.
I think that's...
9:25.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just remembered, too.
What is it?
Apparently, Survivor's the first show
tonight. Yeah, that's what we were saying. It's Survivor's on at 8 o'clock to 9:30, and then Big Brother comes on at 9:30.
Good.
9:30 to 11. So yeah. That is huge news. Because I totally want you, because I know you're not going to watch Big Brother anyway, but you'll watch Survivor.
There's no chance I'm watching the end of Big
Brother. Yeah, no.
I will read the end before I go to bed.
I'll watch it. The whole thing ends at 8 for me.
A court in Germany just ruled on a case, and they concluded that hangovers count as an illness.
Oh. You do it to yourself.
Because illnesses should include, quote, even small or temporary disruptions in the normal state or normal activity of the body.
Huh. So even though you did it to yourself and it's your own fault, it counts as an illness.
And that ruling comes down heading into which month?
Oktoberfest month?
Yes. So.
Head to a beer garden.
You're all off the hook.
Don't worry about it. You just call in sick the next day. It's totally valid.
Isn't that interesting how culture...
Yeah.
Like, culture on the East Coast tripped me out when we lived there because everyone knew that Monday Night Football went super late, especially if the Eagles were playing, and no one cared that everyone walked in late and hung.
Yep. Just the way it was going to be.
Dude, the Eagles played.
Yeah.
Duh.
And the game started at 8.
Right.
I went to bed at 1.
Right, or 1.
You're lucky. Well, whatever. You're lucky I'm here at 12. I'll get there by lunchtime.
That,
maybe.
I believe his name was Will. That sales guy, Will. Do you remember him?
It was Will. Yes, he was great.
I loved him so much, and he was crazy.
Yeah. Insane.
In the best way, but he was the guy who'd be like, well, the Eagles are playing, duh.
Yeah. I'm not going to be there on Tuesday, please.
See you guys another day.
Yeah, see you on Wednesday. Maybe.
God, Will, I haven't thought about him in a while.
I know. That was fun. We had a good time at DRE. There was some good people there.
I think Will was there when you showed us your boobs.
No, I didn't show us your boobs. That didn't happen. God.
Show us your boobs. Wait.
Whatever.
You just confused me.
I confused myself. There was no boob showing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
God.
Downtown Abbey says 510. I'm addicted. You should learn how to spell it because it's not downtown. It's
well, I'm
downtown.
Sure it auto-corrected.
I don't know if it did or not, but they're addicted.
Well, maybe they're doing it for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, it's great. The show's great. Have you gone back? You haven't gone back.
I haven't had a chance.
Yeah.
Did you hear my day yesterday?
I know. It seems like at night, you know, when you guys settle down to watch, maybe you could think of Downton Abbey.
I will try to get, it's a weekend thing. Okay. There may be a chance this Friday. God, what is happening to me that's a Friday night event? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, we're going to watch Downton Abbey. Oh, it's going to be so fun.
You know what?
Dude, that's the funnest. Come on, man. You know what it is? It's that you're content. You've created a great little life for you.
Downtown Abbey on a Friday night.
Jesus.
I cannot tell somebody that that's what I did with my Friday night.
Yes, you can.
I cannot.
You can tell me.
Sarah, what?
You can tell me.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Whose matters more to you than me?
We talk to each other into these microphones, though.
Yeah,
that
nobody's
means I'm telling
listening.
Everyone, oh,
it's
my
just
God.
Me and you. We're sitting in a room together, for God's sake.
First day back from vacay. The only thing getting me to work today is getting to listen to you guys.
Oh,
happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Come on, Alex. You can do it, man. I just know it. Bryn's out for 3 weeks, you guys. Everyone, don't pile on Alex. Do pile on Alex. He's getting all red.
You didn't find it?
Hope day.
You're still looking.
I told him he has to study that shortcut.
Yeah, you need to know where everything is.
Hope day.
No.
Hope day.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess we're out of time. Yeah. I was going to try and close out with the...
Well, it's all right.
The camel.
You know what? He's got 2 more hump days before you better have her next hump day. Listen, he got the fart sounds in. I'm like, oh, that's progress. It's good. Hey, the best songs in the country at this moment are next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.